episode 2859, Power Even in the Whispers.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. Are you ready for an extraordinary week? Oh, come on. You get to decide to create your now. What are you telling yourself? How did you wake up this morning? You know, there's power even in the whispers. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter to keep it simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. The tongue has no bones, but it is strong enough to break a heart. So be careful what you say, especially to yourself. Words have power, even in the whispers. You know, there's always a tendency to point out when others fall short in life, when they're making their decisions and their choices. We ponder the idea that, you know, maybe we would make a better decision if placed in the same circumstances. We reason it out going, yeah, we got this. But the hard knock truth of it all is we don't know what we don't know. You can say you would do something, but knowing for certain, well, that's a pretty strong statement. But do you also know what else is a strong statement? Everything that you say, but no one can hear. Think about it. Everything that you say, but no one can hear. It's in the quiet place where darkness looms, confidence wavers, and hope derails. Words have power. However, most of us don't realize the power until the damage has already been done. An argument with your spouse. Did it happen this weekend? Maybe even this morning? A yelling match with your colleague. Oh, those are the worst. A heated discussion with your child. You just want to go and hide, you know? I mean, who doesn't? A disagreement with the customer service rep on the phone. Oh, wait, a text argument with technical support. Yet those are words that carry consequences in which everyone heard. But what about the words that are silent? The words no one hears but you. Even though your tongue may not verbally expel the words, the power still exists. Words have power, even in the whispers. So instead of beating yourself up, risk your own failure to claim your success. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Risk your own failure to claim your success. You were created on purpose for a purpose, my friend. But that doesn't mean you're perfected. You're going to have more failures than successes. However, each failure leads you closer to success. In order to do that, you got to get out of your own head. So what does it look like in real life to risk your own failure to claim your success? Number one, plant a landscape of hope. Use words that inspire your dream faucet. Use words that make your heart happy. Use words that are truth-telling, but not scab ripping. Think about that for a minute. Words that are truth-telling but not scab ripping. I can remember when I was a little girl. Oh, man. And I loved riding my bike. And the problem was is I wasn't riding it on a smooth surface. I was riding it on a gravel road. Do you know how many scars I have on my knees from riding the bike that I loved on the gravel road? Yeah. And I also remember while it was healing and the process of it, it'd be itchy. And then all of a sudden you would itch it just enough, you know, over, you know, your jeans were over it. And all of a sudden it's like rip and you're like, oh no. And it hurts like crazy. It wasn't quite ready. Yeah. You want to use words that are truth telling, but not scab ripping. Build upon it every day. Plant a landscape of hope. So when a drought occurs, you'll be ready with what you've stored up. Too much of our lives, we're living in a drought. We're having everything taken from us, from other people, including ourselves. You've got to be your biggest cheerleader. If you don't believe, how can anybody else believe in you? Seriously. And this isn't about, oh, you know, just words. No, no, no. I've seen it. I've lived it. I know what it's like to be on all sides. I was that girl who had the big dream, but I was also that girl that spoke words that made me think I couldn't do it. And then I became that girl that, oh man, I had huge dreams. And I was that girl that made every one of those dreams come true. But then I was also that other girl, had big dreams. But I had doubts. One day I could do it, the next day I couldn't. Oh, I thought I could do it then, and then nope, turn around and convince myself otherwise. Living in a teeter-totter moment, or living on one flip side versus the other, is debilitating. It's exhausting. At some point, you do have to find the balance in your own head. Words have power, my friends. So do the whispers. So plant a landscape of hope. Build it up. You know how you put mulch on your soil, and then over time, you look at it and you're like, well, where did all my mulch go? Well, over time, the mulch breaks down, the real kind, not the rubber kind, but the real kind. And when it decomposes, what is it doing? It's fertilizing and adding nutritional components to what? Your soil. That's what you're doing when you plant a landscape of hope. You mulch over to protect what's underneath, to protect what? The roots, the foundation. So plant a landscape of hope, and you got to do it every single day. Number two, use your failures as a stepping stone. Failure is a stepping stone to greatness. So as you go on your journey, jump from one stone to the next to get to the other side. It builds strength, which in turn builds endurance. You need that. And it comes with experience. It comes with failures. And it also grows when you succeed. All of what you need on your journey to greatness. Plant that landscape of hope. Use your failures as a stepping stone. And finally, number three, take aim. As much as you talk smack to yourself, you can also get stuck in your excuses. The quickest way to success comes from action. If that's the only thing you get from this today, I want you to think about that. The quickest way to success comes from action. I didn't say perfect action. I just said action. And that action may not always be the right action. Sometimes you have to do the wrong action to get to the right action. But if you're not taking action, where will you find success? You can't. So buckle up for the ride and take aim. Action ignites motivation. What do you really want to do? Do you want to be the one who sits there and lashes out at yourself every single time? This is the beginning of the sweet whispers that can assist you in you achieving your dreams, your goals. But you have to be willing to say the right things to yourself first. Don't try and turn it on somebody else. Oh, my spouse tells me this. Oh, my mom doesn't believe in me. Oh, you won't believe what my best friend told me. Oh, man, I met these people in my networking group and they just like tore me up left and right and said my idea stunk. Really? Don't place the blame on somebody else. It starts first with you. What are you saying to yourself? Because if you don't know what you say to yourself, are you really listening? Maybe you got up this morning and you didn't even know that you were saying negative things. What if you woke up and said, wow, thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day. I don't know what's going to happen, but I know you're preparing a way for me. Open up my eyes to see what's possible. Wow, that's a lot different than, dag nabbit, it's Monday. What am I going to do? I got to get these kids off to school. And then have you looked at my to-do list? Oh, I don't even want to look at my emails. I'm already exhausted and it hasn't even been a minute. Do you hear the tone of my voice? You probably could even imagine how I was sitting or standing, how I was laying down, the position of my face. Was I smiling? Was I frowning? Words have power, even in the whispers. It's in the stillness and the nooks and crannies of your everyday, when no one else is around and no one else could hear, but you listen more to it every day. So as you go forward, I want you to understand this, right? Risk your own failure to claim your success. And in order to do that, one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. You have to be willing to take that step. But first, you have to tame the wild in order to get to where you can smile. Words have power, even in the whispers. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.